In agricultural news, the European Union and South Korea today signed a free trade pact, cutting billions of dollars in industrial and agricultural duties. The deal should come into force on July 1st of next year. Meanwhile, a bipartisan group of more than 50 members of the U.S. House have written U.S. Trade Representative Ron Kirk to complain about the bilateral free trade agreement between the EU and South Korea. The group contends that the free trade deal could greatly disadvantage exporters of U.S. cheeses and other agricultural products by requiring South Korea to recognize Europe's geographical indicators for some products. Lawmakers and livestock groups are putting more pressure on USDA to pull back a controversial proposed livestock marketing rule and to conduct a more detailed economic analysis of the rule's potential market impacts. In a letter to USDA, a bipartisan group of leaders on the House Agriculture Committee wrote USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack questioning the mandate of the proposed rule. The rule has several major provisions, including language that livestock producers would not be required to show harm to competition in federal lawsuits against packers. The rule also would prevent packers and poultry integrators from retaliatory practices, such as terminating contracts or joining a particular organization or filing a GIPSA claim. Another provision of the rule would prevent packer-to-packer sales of livestock. The International Monetary Fund today says that the global economy will likely strengthen the rest of this year and in 2011 as China and other emerging powers offset weakness in the United States and Europe. The latest IMF Outlook predicts the world's economy will expand 4.8% this year and 4.2% next year. The IMF's forecast for worldwide growth this year is 0.2%, more than its previous estimate in July. The International Lending Agency predicts the U.S. economy will grow 2.6% this year, below the previous estimate of 3.3% and 2.3% next year. Monsanto Company today, the world's largest seed company, posted a deeper fourth quarter loss than Wall Street expected and warned that next year's results might be weak as well. Monsanto posted a loss of $143 million in the fourth quarter compared to $233 million a year earlier. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.